Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Birgit Tan, who is a global speaker, best-selling author, grief consultant, and oncologist. She's with us today to discuss her international best-selling book, Seeking Peace, and joins us from Westlake Village in California. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Trace. It is such an honor to be with you today.
You know, I feel exactly the same. And I know that our viewing and listening audience has really been looking forward to connecting with you, because who of us at this particular point in time is not looking for some ways to ease the stress and, you know, reconnect with our inner self? So tell us a little bit about your journey and why you wrote the book Seeking Peace.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, the journey and the book. I'll start with the journey because then it'll tell us why I write the book. So okay. I was, as you mentioned, my background is actually in oncology. I'm a board certified veterinary medical oncologist. And I was living a beautiful life until 2011, right before my 15th anniversary, when my former husband, seemingly out of the blue, told me that he's done with the marriage.
Oh, wow, I can relate to that.
Right? Many people do. And as if the shock from that unexpected divorce wasn't enough, I experienced a multitude, 8 to 9 other different grievous events, all happened in 2 years. And at the end of that 2 years, I was in so much pain, I wish I could die. And I really wish I could die, but I didn't die. And after a little time, I said, if I have to stay alive, I'm going to thrive. Not just survive, but I'm going to thrive, and I'm going to do that with ease and fun somehow. And that's when I initially started my journey into grief recovery and personal development. And fast forward three years, I look back, I have turned from sick all the time, miserable all the time, broke, heartbroken. In just a matter of a few years, I live with love, joy, peace of mind, and ease and abundance, and better than ever health. And that's when I started my initial journey into coaching and grief with helping people transform their grief and failure and tears to treasures and victories. And fast forward to last year, 2019, life was beautiful until out of the blue, my right hand, my dominant hand, suddenly became paralyzed, so much so I could not even hold a pen like that. Wow. And on top of that, my mother suddenly became very ill, and for both of us, all the doctors and the tests could not figure out why, and I thought I was losing my mother, and my relationship with my 7 years lovely companion suddenly ended out of the blue as well. And so it seemingly that life just suddenly fell apart again, once more time. And after a little time, I noticed the difference was this time I did not go through any of the agony, despair, anguish, stress the way I did back in 2011 and 2012. I continue to thrive and to have peace of mind in face of all the adversity, in face of losing my career in medicine that I built over 25 years and losing my mother and so forth. And that's when I realized that not only I have learned the skills and tool to transform tears to treasures, but I've also along the way learned the skills, the myriads of skills and tools for us to be able to continue to thrive and have peace of mind and ease, even as we're going through things. And with life, we go through things. Who expect COVID to happen in our life and affect it practically everybody and everything Absolutely. Else is? And so that's when I decided to streamline and simplify all the myriads and tools and skills for thriving through adversity and put it into 5 key points. Each correlates with one of our fingers, and to make it easy to understand, to make it easy to remember, and to make it easy to apply and practice in our life. And so everyone can have a peaceful, can have peace of mind and thrive even as we're going through life. So that's what brought me into the book.
I have to tell you that I'm sure many folks in our viewing and listening audience can very much relate to your story, because you're absolutely right. You know, we all go through trials and tribulations. And not all of them are, you know, roses and, you know, accolades. There are definitely some challenges that we face. And, you know, if you could share with us a little bit about, because I love the visual of the five fingers. I have to say, when I was reading your guest blog, I thought, this is a fantastic visualization exercise that you can actually use when you're feeling stressed out and you just need that little pick-me-up. Yeah. So if you can share a few of the tips that relate to the fingers that our viewing and listening audience could use in their everyday life, because we're all struggling right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. So the first fingers is the thumb. And so the first chapter of the book is called Two Thumbs Up Tears. And what it is yes, when we are facing tough times, we want to allow ourselves to cry, to acknowledge it, not run away, not try to push it away, be tough and be strong. There are times to be tough, to be strong. But when things happen, allow ourselves to feel it, to face it, so we can dissolve it, so we can move through it. And at the same time, even as we're crying through it, we can keep in mind what is the two thumbs up outcome that we would love. And once we're able to take even the tiniest baby steps toward that. So two thumbs up here. Allow ourselves to cry, but know that every adversity has the seed of greater goods in it. So what is the greater goods that we would love? And that will be that will allow us to move forward. And then the second finger is our pointer finger. And so that one's called chameleon fingerprint. And what it is actually to realize then when things happening, everybody's different. Just like if you look at your fingerprint, we know that every individual has different combination set of fingerprints. And if you look at your fingerprint closely, actually each different finger has slightly different fingerprint. And that tells us that what works for your mother, your sister, your best friend, your significant other, not necessarily work for you. What you're going through and what you're feeling is unique and fine. There is no right or wrong feeling, just like there's no right or wrong fingerprint. And knowing that grief and stress can camouflage itself like chameleon in many, many ways. So anything that you're feeling is okay and fine, and you are whole and wonderful, just like your fingerprint. And then the third finger is, of course, the middle finger, right? And so usually...
we're not going to show that one.
this is PG rated. So we're going to say, but the middle fingers usually in the Western world, at least associated with the F word. And I do.
Yes, exactly.
I do endorse the F word. The F word stands for fabulous.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it.
The middle finger is to be able to take out the middle finger. Actually, if you learn the basic Chinese acupuncture and things, meridian, it connects directly to our heart. So in the book, it talks about connecting to our heart. The middle fingers F also stand for forgiving. F, if you need to, can stand for F, you. and so sometimes when we're interacting with people or even life, sometimes things just seems to be so crappy and we want to say F you, and it's okay to do that. Say F you, I stay fabulous.
I love it.
So that's the middle finger. And then the fourth finger is forward fortitude. Forward fortitude is forward fortitude is doing what we can, taking a tiny step, even the tiniest step forward with the best attitude we possibly can and with gratitude. And when we're able to do that, we know that even baby steps take us up to Mount Everest. And then the little finger is to notice the little things in life, to celebrate the tiniest achievement that you have. Perhaps that is to get out of bed that day when you don't feel like getting out of bed, and to notice the beauty and the little thing in life makes a big difference. And so find joy and create fun and celebrate even the littlest thing in life.
You know, I have to tell you that your description of each of the five fingers is just so amazing, because the resilience that we all need to have when we're going through challenging times, you know, sometimes we give up hope. And just to be able to sit and think about your analogy for the five fingers and being fabulous and looking for even the smallest things in life to celebrate, I think that's really very powerful. No wonder why your book has become an international bestseller, because your message is so amazing and something that we can all relate to and we can all practice in our everyday life. So thank you very much for sharing that. That's very important.
Thank you.
One of the things that we do in our guest blog is we share three words of advice. So you're doing lots of sharing today, and I'm very appreciative and full of gratitude for that, Brigitte. Thank you very much. Your three words are trust the journey. So just tell me a little bit about why you chose those three words to share with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all have different journeys. And sometimes as we are going through things, we ask why. Why is this happening? But if we trust the journey that this is whatever happening, even if it seems to be dark, it is as we are going through life. It's part of our life that is, you know, being dark, such that if you plant a seed, if you plant, say you get some seed and you want to plant an oak tree, if you put it out in the sun, it'll burn. It's not going to grow. For the seed to grow, it need to go underground, to be in the dark and wet. Sometimes we feel like we're underground in the dark and wet, but that's because we're being helped to grow. And then sometimes the other part of trust the journey, I didn't say trust your journey, but the journey, is because as we are doing something, we're entrepreneurs, and as we are looking at our business, we're like, why is this thing not moving yet? Oh my goodness, I want to be with the love of my life. Why isn't he and I together yet? Everybody has different journey, just like a dog only pregnant for 2 months. There's something called the law of gestation. A dog pregnant for 2 months, an elephant to be complete with gestations, they need 2 years. And so if you would love your business to be as a magnitude and surfing the way an elephant is, then naturally it'll take more than a couple of months. Same thing with somebody else's growth in your lives and yourself as well. So trust the journey. Everybody has a different journey, like a caterpillar. And the last thing is just like all of us, as we're going through things, remember the journey of the caterpillar to become a butterfly.
I'm a butterfly. Right.
The caterpillar, again, has to go into a cocoon in the darkness before they can become a butterfly.
Oh, thank you very much for that analogy. I think that there's so many really great visualization techniques that you have shared with us. And I really want, from my heartfelt thanks for spending some time with me on this very early morning for you in California. And to all of the folks who are in our viewing and listening audience, I'm sure you've been able to get a little nugget of something that you can use to help you on your journey. So thank you very much, Dr. Tan. It was an absolute pleasure to have you part of the Business Mentorship Keeping It Real series. And to all of you, thank you for joining us. And we hope that you enjoyed this introduction to the person behind the logo in another edition of Keeping It Real. Thank you.
Thank you so much.